See, that's how you start a Wild Card Wednesday. Peter requested Wham, and this used to be Wham Wednesday, to Dan's chagrin. Chagrin. I'm an idiot.
The things Esmeralda has blessed us with on her time on this show, that is perhaps the most important, because she's the one who suggested changing Wham Wednesday to Wild Card Wednesday.
Okay. We can blame Esmeralda for that, all the Wham fans out there, because I know I've got millions of Wham fans.
Sorry.
But anyway, Peter requested this because the song is called Bad Boys, and because we had such a long conversation about Bad Boys yesterday, the good version of the movie with Sean Penn. So, did I ask you, Vic? Vic, did you ever see the movie Bad Boys with Sean Penn? Did I ask you this yesterday?
No.
You didn't
ask me, but I think I've seen that. It's been years, though.
Yeah, it came out like in 82.
Okay, a few years, yeah.
And Sean Penn played like this punk gets thrown in juvie.
Yeah, yeah. I know I've seen it.
Yeah,
I might have to pull that one out again and watch.
I think yesterday on the show, we provided a boost in sales to the movie Bad Boys. It's like nobody has purchased a copy of Bad Boys since maybe 1990. But yesterday there was a spike on Amazon between the hours of 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., I think. All right. Now, are you, Vic, getting more prepared mentally for Would Esmeralda Buy That?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing push-ups over in the corner. I'm ready to go.
You've been doing push-ups. All right. Good. Hey, before we start talking about this guy's got an incredible $1 million collection of Hot Wheels, and we are going to talk about weird collections. If you collect something or collect things or items specifically, maybe they're a little unusual, maybe they're a little weird, we'd love to hear from you. Call or text right now, 312-981-7200. But you know what? I'd like to give away a Christmas tree. Dan, can I give away a Christmas tree?
Sure can.
Oh. All right. Caller number 5 right now, 312-981-7200. You're going to get yourself a certificate for these. These are really cool, by the way. A desktop sports-themed artificial Christmas tree of your choice with white micro lights. It's from Treetime Christmas Creations. They're on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. You can check out treetime.com. Caller number 5. These are there's a very, very cool sports-themed desktop Christmas trees. And we're getting close to the holidays, so I just feel like giving out some Christmas trees, making people a little bit happy. Fifth caller, 312-981-7200. Caller number 5, 312-981-7200. You get yourself a desktop sports-themed tree. Now, you got to have an email address, and you have to pick it up from Treetime. So you got to pick it up from Treetime, and that's what we got to do. And treetime.com is the website, and they're on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. You've heard the commercials here. The holidays are here. That Esmeralda, you know that theme, right?
Lake Barrington.
Lake Barrington. That's right. So anyway, do we have a winner? We have a winner already. Your caller number 5 is Russ. Hey, Russ.
How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Good. Congratulations. You got yourself a sports-themed desktop Christmas tree from Treetime.
Awesome.
Cool, man. Hang on, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you guys for calling in and trying to win. Russ is our winner. We got more of those to give away, though. All right. Esmeralda, do you collect anything?
I do not. I've tried, but I just can't do it. I actually want to collect piggy banks.
Oh, that would be an interesting thing to collect.
I think it would become a situation.
Wait,
just because they're kind of, you know, you can get big ones and just I don't have room to collect piggy banks.
It would become a situation.
But I would like to. I always see them and I'm like, oh, I would love to buy more piggy banks.
Yeah.
But I realize I probably shouldn't.
Do you have a room in your apartment that you can dedicate to just piggy banks?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Vic, do you collect anything?
I was just going to say, I don't even have a room in my apartment.
Does Jeannie collect anything?
No, neither of us collect anything. In fact, we're on target to move into a tiny home someday, so we really aren't in the business of collecting things.
Okay, all right.
There's no room for anything.
Yeah,
we collect memories.
Oh!
That is priceless.
That was beautiful.
I'm going to take a moment here.
Yeah, we all let that sink in. That was just a lovely moment. I used to collect Schlitz paraphernalia, and I still have a ton of it. It was funny because, you know, when I started collecting Schlitz memorabilia back during my first marriage, like in the early 90s, and right around the mid 90s. I got married in 96. Yeah, 96. And I had already had, you know, a bunch of Schlitz stuff. And, you know, so during my first marriage, you know, a few things here and there would be out in our apartment. And then when I got divorced, all of my Schlitz stuff came out. It was it's like I just had Schlitz stuff everywhere.
I can respect that.
And then when I moved in with my second wife, when I moved in with her, everything was back in boxes.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You know, you jog my memory. When I was married and I owned a home out in the northwest mm-hmm. suburbs, in my basement was 20, 30 neon beer signs. You know, the old bars.
Sure.
Yeah, I had 20, 30 of those.
Yeah. I have a Schlitz neon.
I used to collect those, yeah.
Yeah, I have a Schlitz neon. I have a bunch of Schlitz stuff. I do. And actually, I have a giant Schlitz globe on my living room wall. Right now, the beautiful Schlitz logo and globe.
Yes, yeah.
I haven't tasted Schlitz in over a year and a half.
No,
but
no.
I still really think it's the logo is beautiful.
Yeah,
the girl,
cool.
the girl holding the globe and all that stuff. It's classic, great stuff. So that's the only thing that I've ever really collected. I collected monster models when I was a kid. They were snapped together models that would glow in the dark, and they were from the. If you look it up, if I want to say it was the name of the company, Esmeralda. If you're looking for a visual on this, was the Aurora Model Company, and they would do like the classic monster models, you know, like your Wolfmans, and your Frankensteinmans, and your Draculamen.
Oh.
Yeah.
They look neat.
They're awesome. And I had my mom allowed me to put them on shelves in her china cabinet. So they were on display in our living room. But yeah, they were so cool. And I don't have them anymore. I don't think they're worth anything. You know, that's another question about these things that you collect. Are they worth anything? I know my Schlitz stuff isn't worth anything. And those Aurora models that I used to collect. And I, yeah. They were so cool, though, man. Anything, when I was a kid, though, but anything monster-related, you know, or horror-related, I just went nuts. So, the story that started here, how this started is, check this out, Bruce Pascal is one toy enthusiast who never outgrew his love of Hot Wheels, and his passion has paid off. You guys familiar with Hot Wheels?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. It's different than Matchbox. Matchbox cars are different than Hot
Wheels.
It
was, I believe, first, right? I mean, that's what I had, Hot Wheels.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I didn't have Matchbox.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I had them both, but I was a Hot Wheels nut. Did you have the plastic tracks that you would stick together?
I did, but I spent my days when I was young, you know, a kid, out in the dirt, and we would make hills out of dirt and drive our Hot Wheels through.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, we had the track. I used to have the track set up in there, and we had a huge, when I was, you know, growing up, we had a huge kitchen. Like, we had a massive kitchen. And so I would go from one end to the other with the track. And those plastic tracks that you would stick together with those plastic lips.
Yeah, yeah, those little
red
connectors.
Things that you would
mm-hmm.
connect.
Yep.
You would put them up all over the apartment when I was growing up. And they were also really good. The plastic tracks were really good to smack people in the ass with. Those they were good. I knew people who used to get beat with those things. You know, back in the 60s, parents used to smack their kids. That's, you know, and then, you know, sometimes hit them with stuff.
So did some principals at school.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
I had a teacher, a seventh grade teacher, who would, you know, if a kid acted up in class, his go-to line was, "Do you have life insurance?" Then he would usually smack him in the back of the head with a textbook.
I wonder what kids now think would think of that. Did I tell you about my math teacher, Mr. White? You know what he would say?
He
said this to me before giving me a SWAT. "There's a black cloud hovering over your head, and it's about to strike a white lightning." That was Mr. White's line before he swats.
It's about to strike white lightning?
There's an A in between those words, though. It's about to strike a white lightning. <That's>, yep. And he would make you bend over and grab your ankles.
Wow.
Nick.
Do you go to the private school?
No, it was just a real, you know.
No?
It was in New Mexico. I spent a few years when I was growing up in New Mexico. It was farm country.
All right. Yeah, I you know, this was a Chicago public school where this teacher was walking around going, "You have life insurance?" and then smacking people in the back of the head with textbooks. This was seventh grade. We were like 11.
Good old days.
11 or 12, getting smacked around by our teachers. Well, I went to school in the 70s, man. And you know, when I was a young kid, I had a teacher, and I've told this story before. I had a teacher, this was like in 71, so I was like in first grade maybe, 1971. And I had a teacher who, when she told me to go up to the blackboard and like write a sentence. And I went up and I put the chalk in my left hand because I'm left-handed. And I put it in my left hand and I started to write. And she smacked my hand real hard and said, "No," and put the chalk in my right hand. And I tried to write it and it wasn't comfortable, so I put it back in my left hand and she would smack my – she did it constantly. And it was actually – got to the point where my mom actually had to go to school and say, "My son is left-handed." And she wouldn't accept it. Now, you got to understand that there was a period of time, and some people still believe this, left-handed people were evil.
Sinner.
Yeah. And it was unusual, and you were crazy if you were left-handed. And everything is made, and still to this day, it's a right-handed world. And back in those days, the desks in the school used to have inkwell holes where you put your inkwell. That's how old these desks were. And those desks, those were always on the right side. Everything was made for right-handed people. So this woman who would smack my hand around and insist that I write with my right hand, that it was wrong to write with my left hand, she at that time was probably in her 70s. So we're talking about a woman who was born at the turn of the century. We're talking about a woman who was probably born in the 1800s, late 1800s, early 1900s, who probably still believed that. Like as a 72-year-old woman in 1971, she believed that left-handed people, it was wrong. So my mom had to go to school and explain to her, "My son is left-handed, moron."
Did they ever fix you?
I think you know the answer to that, Vic. You work with me. All right, we got a break. We got people who are calling in. Now we got people who are calling in about getting smacked in school. What the hell? We're talking about...
We all need counseling.
I think so. We are going to get into some weird collections as well. That's all coming up. If you collect anything, or you know anybody who collects some weird stuff, call us at 312-981-7200. See, this was back when TV shows had kick-ass theme songs. Harold requested the Man from U.N.C.L.E. theme in honor of the passing of the great Robert Vaughn. Robert Vaughn passed away last week, and that's the theme from The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which was a great show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're going to get back to collecting stuff, but Percy has a story about getting smacked around at school like Vic and I did. Percy?
When I was in grade school, it's probably like second or third grade, I was going to a Catholic school in Milwaukee, and I had a nun who insisted that I should write right-handed. Every time I had the pencil in my left hand, she'd smack me with a ruler.
Yep.
I grabbed it one day and broke it. And I said to her, no one hits me but my dad. Needless to say, my dad pulled us out of the Catholic school forever.
There you go. Yeah, man. Oh, man. You know, I've heard stories about a lot of my friends went to Catholic school. And there was some stuff that, you know, they'd get the hell beat out of them at times. So.
Yeah, I got accused of pushing a nun off of a step stool. The step stool was more rickety than she was. She was getting something out of the cabinet.
Yeah.
The stool gave way, and I got accused of pushing her off of it.
Wow. All right. Well, Percy, us left-handers got to stick together, buddy.
Hey, you know, God made everybody left-handed. Only the good ones stayed that way.
All right, Percy. Thanks, buddy. Take care. Dan, we've talked about this movie, Heaven Help Us, right?
Yes, which one of your friends really loved it?
Hey, listen. Well, and Oaken, everybody who went to Catholic school thought it was the greatest movie. This movie took place in the 60s about these kids who went to a Catholic school. Andrew McCarthy is the lead in it. Mary Stuart Masterson is in it. Kevin Dillon is in it. And it's about these kids in a Catholic school. And there are some brothers in the Catholic school who were brutal. There was one in particular who like beat the crap out of these kids. And they would do the punishments. And I know, Dan, you told me about that. One of the punishments that I mentioned in the movie, you actually – did you have to do it or friends had to do it in school?
The crucifixion book hang was the penalty for losing in typing class. We would have typing races where you had to type up a paragraph.
Explain to everybody in Esmeralda what that crucifix book thing
the
is.
The crucifixion book hang was when you would have your arms outstretched as if you were Jesus on the cross being crucified, but you held the two heaviest books you had in your backpack at the time, and so you had to hold them outstretched in your hands for however long was left in the class. So sometimes it was 5 minutes, sometimes it was 12, sometimes it was longer. So. Yeah.
And they show that in the movie. Where they hold on, but they've got like a stack of books on both of their hands that they have to hold up until they start shaking and falling out. You know, lovely. All right, we got people who are calling in about things that they collect, and I've got some very weird. This guy, by the way, his collection of 3,500 toy cars he's amassed since age 7 is worth over $1 million. So it might have been worthwhile to hang on to my damn Hot Wheels. I had a ton of them. This guy, 3,500 Hot Wheels, over $1 million. So, all right. We've got some other crazy collections. Let's talk to, it's Steve from Bernice's. We were just talking with Dimitri Samarov. Hey, Steve. How are you, man?
Pretty good. How you doing?
All right. So, you collect some stuff?
Yeah, I collect a variety of things from microphones, harmonicas, some tin toys, but... The one odd collection I was collecting for a while, I thought it was a little odd, which I'm an artist, and I was collecting Patron bottles.
Patron bottles?
Because I was going to build a throne, a Patron throne. Yeah. And you only come up with stuff like that drinking.
Yeah.
Patron. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. While you're trying to empty the bottle is when you come up with that idea.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I saved about 385 of those. And I can account for probably about half of them myself, honestly. But I stopped drinking Patron because we ran out of tequila. But I had about 385 of them, and I had them laid out on a floor. And I sat down and made some sketches, and I said, it's not enough.
Yeah.
And basically, I would have needed about 800 to build a throne.
Just to build the Patron throne.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do with Steve? What'd you do with the bottles?
Long story longer, they traveled with me from place to place, apartment to apartment. Each time I paid a nephew to move them. And then the last time they were by an ex-girlfriend's house, and he called me up and said, I'm here getting your stuff. What should I do with the bottles? And I said, bring them out in the alley and put them in the garbage can, but take a picture of them first.
There you go. That's great. Steve, I got to run, man. I got to go to the news, thanks for the call.
All right.
Take care, buddy. That's Steve from Bernice's. Dimitri works there, and he collected tequila bottles. All right. What is it? You know, Patron, by the way, is a very unusual-shaped bottle. That would be a very strange throne, don't you think? I mean, all right. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and then more crazy collections, including belly button lint. An Australian man named Graham Barker, he collects belly button lint, so he's sane. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back after this on WGN with the news. Yeah. Wildcard Wednesday continues. Just doesn't work without the reverb. Got to get the reverb fixed for tomorrow's show. We got to have it for Friday. Can't do You Big Dummy without it. Just won't be the same. Get the reverb fixed, man. Wildcard Wednesday, 815 area code requested. Dr. Hook, Carry Me Carry is the name of that song. So we're talking about weird collections that people have from around the world, and we've got some very strange ones. These are all real. These people are real. The collections are real, as crazy as some of them are. I do want to mention, though, my dad collects pens. Did I ever tell you that? I've told you that, right, Dan?
Yes, I do remember you telling me
Esmeralda,
that.
Did you know that my dad collects pens?
No, I did not know that.
Wherever I go anywhere, my dad's like, pick up a pen. I remember he was like, you had Flashback Weekend. Do they have horror pens? You know? So I was going from, you know, table to table in the vendor's room going, you guys have anything, pens? And they're like, no.
Does he have some of those naked lady pens?
I believe he does. Yes, I believe he does. But I get pens, you know, if I go anywhere, you know, I couldn't find any horror pens for my dad for Flashback Weekend. So I brought, the pen that the Crown Plaza leaves in your hotel room, I gave him that. I was like, well, here's for my weekend. He's like, oh, great. You go to my parents' house, my dad's got his desk. You know, my dad still works vending sales. You know, he'll work like 3-4 hours a day doing vending sales. He's been in the vending business for like 60 years. So he works from home. He's got his computer. He's got his desk. And cups filled with pens.
Does he use them?
Yeah. He'll switch them out. He'll be like, oh, I'll use this pen. And
does he keep them once they run out of ink?
Yeah. He's got like 8 million pens, my dad. So for his birthday, my dad just turned 75 in September. So one of the things that I got him a pen that is certified. It's got a certificate of authentication on it. And it's a pen that's filled with dirt from the infield of Wrigley Field. And my dad's like, this is the greatest. I'm not even opening it. I'm like, Dad, you can open it and use it. No. So, but I get, you know, so that's my dad, Mr. Pen.
You can get him an astronaut pen.
yeah, the Jerry Seinfeld astronaut pen. Yeah. Take the pen. Go ahead. Take the pen. That wasn't a bad Klompus, wasn't it? That was pretty good. You want the pen? Take the pen. How can you afford a Cadillac? Wow, that you add that to my repertoire, Dan.
I'll add it to the list.
Thank you. All right. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing? All How's right. everybody?
Good. What's up, man?
Yeah. Nothing much. You're talking about the collections. I also have a collection of pens. I drive my wife nuts anytime we go to the doctor's office or anywhere they have pens because I'm just eyeballing them. If you have a nice pen, just keep it away from me because it's going to end up in my pocket and end up in a box back at the house.
So you're the reason, Patrick, you're the reason why banks have pens on chains.
Pretty much, yeah. they see me there. They're like, there he is. Lock it up. Lock it up. Yep. Bring out the guard dogs. Just, yep. Lock it up. It's him. Yep. That would be me. Yeah. You know, that would be me. Yeah. I also was telling Dan, I used to collect rocks when I was a kid. You know, whenever we would go to Starved Rock, we always went there for fishing. So I always came back with rocks and shells and had a big, from the time I was 6 until I was about maybe 13, I had a box filled with just rocks and shells.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure your folks were thrilled with that.
Actually, they were helping me. My mom would help me find them.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. My mom, she's like, here's one. Here's, you know, and she, of course, and then I had to kind of figure out or do some kind of geology report on what they were. If you asked me now, I wouldn't be able to tell you a damn thing of a rock.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but I used to also collect comic books. I was a huge Marvel Comics guy.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, his mom gave me a gigantic Superman, like the first issue of Superman, but it wasn't the original. It was just a giant-sized copy of it.
Sure.
Shazam, that kind of thing. But I was mostly Marvel, all the Hulks, Spider-Man, Master of Kung Fu, and yes, there was also a Godzilla that I had.
Oh. But
Yes, there was Godzilla back in the 70s. Marvel did Godzilla. They
wow.
did that.
Okay, and that's cool.
Devil Dinosaur. There was also Devil Dinosaur. All these titles, Micronauts, all these titles I used to collect. And Conan the Barbarian, all the black and white Conan the Barbarians, I used to collect those. And there was also a magazine called Cartoons. I don't know if you've ever heard of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I yep.
So, you know, I think his name was Ed Trosley, was one of the artists.
Yep.
Well, yeah, so, you know, he also drew for Hustler. So,
yep.
Had a bunch of those. But the only sad thing about it, because I used to draw back in the day, Mom put them in a box in the basement when I went to train in the military. And when I came back, the basement flooded, and every last one of my comic books, all destroyed.
That sucks.
All of it gone.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. Oh, now, man. I switched to CDs. I had well over 1,000 CDs before my wife put the kibosh on.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Patrick, thanks, man.
Thanks. Take care.
All right, buddy. Take care. There's Patrick. Okay. Are you ready for some of these? Here we go. Let's see. Nancy Hoffman from Peak Islands, Maine, owns the largest umbrella cover collection. Umbrella cover sleeves. She has 730 of them. You can visit the museum she set up on the island and sing along to the official song while she plays the accordion. how about this one? Water bottle labels. Lorenzo Pescini of Italy has a collection of 8,650 different bottled water labels from 185 different countries and 1,683 different springs. I don't understand. Esmeralda, would you collect some water bottle labels?
I probably do.
Yeah.
Just because I have water bottles lying around my house.
Yeah.
Would he display them?
I don't know.
In frames?
I would imagine he takes them off the bottle. And then, does he frame every one of them? He's got 8,650 frames.
How devastated must he be every time he tries to take one off and it rips?
Yeah. It's got to be perfect. He's probably got razor blades that he uses.
Steams them, yeah.
Sherry Groom from Ohio set the record for 2,990 unique troll dolls in 2012. Well, I bet Sherry has seen the movie 53 times already.
I'm amazed she was able to find troll dolls in 2012.
She now has, the collection is over 3,500 now. She has over 3,500 unique troll dolls. So there are 3,500 different types of trolls? Wow. You know, I bet her collection went up big time because I'm sure that they released troll dolls that were based on the characters in the movie. So she probably has a Justin Timberlake troll. And an Anna Kendrick troll. All right, this one's pretty much one of my favorites, Esmeralda. You ready for this one?
Mm.
Nick Vermeulen of the Netherlands. No, it's Neek. Sorry, N-I-E-K. Sorry, I thought it was my name. Has collected 6,290 air sick bags from 1,191 different airlines and almost 200 countries. So here's a guy who collects barf bags. Hopefully they're not used. Al sends in a text that says, I have 20 floaty pens. Floaty pens? Is that that's when you have something inside the pen and it moves because there's water in it? Right?
I would imagine,
yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like a floaty pen. It's kind of like a snow globe thing. You know, I've seen those. I bet somebody collects snow globes. I bet somebody else out there right now collects snow globes. I knew a girl who collected snow globes. And I gave her one. I was bartending at she hung out at Ty's. And she used to collect snow globes, and the film company, when Fargo came out, when the movie Fargo came out, they sent me a snow globe of the overturned car and Marge standing next to the car, and then you would shake it and it would snow. It was really cool, so I gave it to her. She came into Ties one night and I was like, here, I got this for you. It was a fun night after that too. 630 area code said, I collect cast iron mechanical banks. Oh, man. Mechanical banks. You know, there used to be a bank that I had when I was a kid where you put the coin. It was like a coffin or something. You'd put the coin on it. It had a little button that would, when you put the coin on it, it would weigh the little button down and it would activate the mechanics. And like a creepy hand would come out of the coffin and grab the coin and swipe it in.
I've seen that. I was actually earlier looking at piggy banks online.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about piggy banks. Yeah.
And I've seen that, but with like animal paws.
Yeah. I've seen I can't remember if it was like a skeleton hand that came out or something.
Yeah. I saw one. It was like a little monkey face and you put the coin in and he eats it.
That's cool. That's cool. You know, that I used to have this thing. Speaking of all the monster stuff that I collected, I guess I really did have a lot of different monster stuff. I also collected Famous Monsters of Filmland magazine. I had stacks and stacks of those when I was a kid. Anything monster related, I collected it. But the I used to have a Frankenstein, and I don't can't remember if it was a bank. You guys can look it up. I think if you just Google an image, Frankenstein pants falls down. If you just Google, I'm telling you, it'll pop up. Frankenstein's pants fall down. Google that image. And I can't remember whether it was a bank. I think it was a bank. And it was Frankenstein, the monster, with his arms outstretched like Frankenstein, arms outstretched. And you would like press the button or something, and he would move. His arms would move. He would light up, and his pants would fall down. And I don't know what the – I have no idea what the significance of it is or why his pants would fall down, but I thought it was the greatest thing in the history of anything that I ever had.
Did his face turn red?
Yeah, because he got embarrassed because his pants fell down. Because Frankenstein's pants, it's a real thing. I'm not making it.
There's a YouTube video.
Is there? Oh, there. Is it a bank, or is it just a button that they're pressing?
I think it's just a button.
Okay, I couldn't remember whether it was a bank, but I just remember
just a little button
that his arms would move, his pants would fall down, his face would turn red, and I thought it was the greatest thing ever. I wonder if those things are still around. Dan, look and see if there's anything available on eBay or anything, because you might have to buy one just for next Halloween. I have Fartenstein and Pansenstein. So, all right. We're going to break here. We got weather. We got traffic. We'll come back talking more collections, weird collections from around the world. There's
and
more.
We'll tell you how much blushing Frankenstein.
Oh, it's called Blushing Frankenstein?
Blushing Frankenstein.
All right. That's a good tease.
Oh, computer crashed.
Oh! Don't. Okay, computer crashed. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and Wildcard Wednesday will continue, hopefully, at some point. And, hey, we're here. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and in a few minutes we are going to start yet another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? And that, of course, is a regular segment that we do here. Esmeralda Leon, who is our great contributor and who does traffic here on the show, has a tendency to enjoy products that you see on TV. You know, weird gadgets and weird products that end up on infomercials. And we take a bunch of real products, describe them. And then Vic and Dan and myself vote on whether we think Esmeralda would buy the said item. And we call it, Would Esmeralda Buy That? Dan, do we have contributions from listeners this week?
4 of our 8 entries, actually.
You're kidding. Wow. Okay. And you can contribute if you want. Find a weird sort of infomercial type gadget or item online or something and send it to us. And we will find out if Esmeralda would buy that. All right. We're talking about weird collections. Hannah says, I collect antique medicine bottles from prior to 1890, especially the snake oil ones. I also collect fridge magnets from every place I travel. Fridge magnets. I bet a lot of people collect those. Yeah. All right. How about this? These are real. Dice. Kevin Cook has set a record for his collection of 11,097 unique dice. His website shows that he had 51,000 dice as of September 2014. The guy who collects dice. Jackie Miley from South Dakota has 7,106 different teddy bears. Now she's up to... Those are different. Now she's up to 7,790 and counting. Where do you put all those? Deb Hoffman has a collection of Winnie the Pooh items. 10,002 items related to Winnie the Pooh and his friends. All right. And none of them have pants on.
I was talking to V about this.
About Winnie the Pooh not having pants?
Yes. Uh-huh. But I was also wondering, I'm like, where did they get that name? Like, who just goes, I'm going to make this bear. His name's going to be Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
What?
Well, there's an H at the end of Pooh.
Yeah, but still. Like, who comes up? What? Yeah. And then he has no pants. Well, I can understand.
Well, you know, Donald Duck, I don't think, has pants either, right?
Right.
A lot of cartoon characters don't wear pants. It's very strange. A lot of cartoon animals, somehow they cover up the top half of their body and then just leave their pants hanging.
Yeah, we do refer any time and it's pantsless. You're Winnie the Poohing it.
Winnie the Pooh, yeah, when you're pantsless. Yeah, that's what I was during the playoff series. I was Winnie the Poohing it in my apartment when I was watching the Cubs. I had no pants on. During the World Series, Game 7, I had no pants on. No pants. I told Cochran that he's, because Cochran was asking me when I did, you know, the segments. I do two segments, by the way. If you listen on Cochran's show, every Tuesday and Thursday at 6:20, I do a segment with Cochran. We talk about pop culture. We talk about movies and stuff. And we just have a good time because I love Steve. And Steve likes to have me on the show, which I'm honored by. But when we were talking about the Cubs, like, do you have any superstitions? And I said, I'm not wearing pants. And I said, and I actually might order a pizza. I'm not putting the pants on when the pizza guy shows up. Cochran said, yeah, that seems appropriate. Winnie the Pooh in it. How about this? David Morgan of the UK has the largest collection of traffic cones in the world. Why? Why?
I think that's a crime.
Yeah, he's just taking them off the street. Like, lanes are supposed to be blocked. There's this guy scooping up traffic cones. Mark McKinley of Ohio has the largest collection of talking clocks. He has 954 talking clocks.
Do you think they all have batteries in them?
Oh, God, could you imagine if they all went off at the same time?
It's frightening.
Giorgio Fleischer of Russia has a collection of 1,320 different toothbrushes. How about this one? Jean-Francois Vernitti of Switzerland has a collection of 11,111 different do not disturb signs from hotels in 189 countries around the world.
That's kind of neat.
Do not disturb signs. Cecil and Joanne Dixon have a collection of over 6,500 chicken-related items.
No, that's, I like that because actually I had my dad, because he's taken to painting ceramics.
Uh-huh.
I had him paint me a rooster for my kitchen.
Okay.
Because I think they look neat.
Okay.
When people have those big old chickens or roosters in their kitchens.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have to break. And, yeah, we'll take a break. And chicken-related items. By the way, you've got, since you have that, you only have 6,504 more items like that to get to tie them. So, all right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next year on WGN. Yeah. Wildcard Wednesday continues. Yeah! I'm so happy my reverb is back. 773 area code requested Bully Bully by Los Apson. It's the Spanish version of Woolly Bully. All right.
My dad loves that band.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's all they do is like covers.
They do covers, but in Spanish.
In Spanish, yeah.
That's awesome. That's
they
cool.
They do Satisfaction by the Stones.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Wow. All right. Cool. So that was from the 773 area code sending that in, making Esmeralda's dad very happy. All right, a few more weird collection things, and then we're jumping in. And I know that Vic is ready. You've been doing push-ups, right, Vic?
Jumping jacks, push-ups, sit-ups. I'm ready.
You're ready to go. I haven't done any of those things in years. and it's all because of, would Esmeralda buy that? Literally, Ben came in here 2 seconds. He came in here 2 seconds. He pressed one button. Boom. We all felt like fools.
May want to put a note on that button.
No, trust me. I know where the button is, and I know what button it is now. If this ever happens again, it's the very first thing I'm checking. All right, how about this? Let's see. We got Tony DeSantis is an Italian magician. And he has the largest collection of Joker playing cards that consists of over 8,520 different unique Joker cards. That's kind of cool. Martina Schallenberg from Germany has the largest napkin collection. It consists of 125,866 different napkins. I would guess linen, right? Right? I mean, she's not going to collect paper napkins.
Well, those are the ones with designs and stuff on them, usually.
Well, you can get designs and stuff on linen napkins, can't you?
Yeah, but you know, like if you go to certain restaurants and fast food, stuff like that, they have their logos and everything, so maybe...
That's what it is?
That's the thing.
So she's got like a bunch of Arby's napkins in the house?
I would think.
Okay. All right, and then finally, Manfred Rothstein is a dermatologist from North Carolina, and he has 675 back scratchers from 71 different countries.
I was real scared as to what he collected.
I know. As soon as you hear dermatologist, you're like, uh-oh. Back scratchers. All right, we got a bunch of these weird collections that are posted on our Facebook page if you want to check it out, facebook.com/NickDShow. Okay.